We welcome Michelle Nichols back. She's the master educator at the Adler Planetarium. And we have an extraordinary event. An eclipse of the supermoon is coming late Sunday evening. Michelle, can I look at this with my naked eye or will it burn out my redness?
No, you absolutely can look at it with your naked eye, and we encourage it, actually.
Does this have anything to do with global warming? Should I be concerned?
No, this has nothing to do with global warming, just your typical lunar eclipse. Nothing to worry about.
Will this cause the seas to rise, death, destruction, end of the world, anything like that?
Any causation is negative. No, you will not have any seas rising or anything like that.
Is a supermoon also a blood moon?
No. So the term blood moon is not a scientific term. It's only come around in the last few years, and it has to do with some very some specific doomsday prophecies.
Oh.
So this is not a term you'll see scientists use. It some people have caught on using it because it says, "Oh, a lunar eclipse, it'll turn red, like it looks like blood." No, that's not where that term came from.
With all the proliferation of lights here in the city, I assume at night the lunar moon, the eclipse rather, will not be as impressive as it would be if we were out in a rural area.
Actually, that's where the supermoon part comes in handy, because what a supermoon refers to is the moon will be at its closest point to Earth during the year. And so that in and of itself means the moon will be maybe about 15% brighter. And so that actually could help us a little bit. You don't really have to worry about it. The moon is bright enough, even in the city. So you should be able to go outside and see the lunar eclipse, even from the deepest depths of the light pollution that we've got.
How long will it last?
Totality will last a little bit over an hour. So the eclipse will start at a little after 8 p.m. Chicago time and end about a little before 11:30 Chicago time. And totality happens in the middle there. Mm. So a little over an hour for the total part of the eclipse.
I'll probably be watching Sunday Night Football. Can I record this on my DVR?
Why would you want to? You can record the game on your DVR. Come on.
When's the next time? If I miss this one, Michelle, when's the next one?
The next lunar, that's a great question. Well, the next supermoon lunar eclipse is in 2033, but I think we've got some eclipses prior to then. I don't know when the next one is, but it's not so rare that we won't see one in a few years.
Well, Gampy's delicate condition. I better look at it this Sunday night if the next one's not till 2033.
Well, the next supermoon, yeah, exactly. So you gotta get outside, get some eyeballs on this thing, at least during a commercial break.
All right, and it will not burn my retinas out?
Nope, not at all.
Have you seen the forecast? Is there going to be cloud cover Sunday night, do you know?
Latest forecast that I've seen calls for decent weather. These kind of high, thin clouds that we've had the last few days may not help, but at least I don't think it's supposed to be completely clouded over, but we're still 2 days out. That could change, so we'll keep an eye on things.
You've done a nice job as a master educator. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Michelle Nichols from the Adler Planetarium here on 89 WLS.